A weak Solidarity Brekkie team listener when 'twas confirmed all options must be on the table of our future energy mix. All options like caring business class party, coalition supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer told us. You know, like nuclear, like uranium, and like coal, and like gas. And renewables, Pete. I'll answer that like question and announce my like policy after the like election. But Pete, the gas lobby says we must have more and more renewable gas so we can transition from more and more gas to renewables. And under my progressive like policy, we will transition from profitable coal and profitable gas to nuclear-like. That'll take 30 years and won't destroy the economy. These things, like, take time. But what about the environment, Pete? My policy will create a perfect environment for, like, profitable coal and, you know, like, profitable gas. Your brilliant strategy of telling us your policies after the election is inspired. It should be one of the great vote winners. Thank you. Yes, it is like inspired, and we must have energy when the sun don't shine and the wind don't, you know, like blow, like the wind, well, being downwind from Chernobyl and Fukushima, for instance. I don't like follow. Never mind. But what about the nuclear waste? I'll answer that like question after the like election. However, Pete's economic guru Angus Tailings solved that problem in an ABC interview. Nuclear waste would be stored wherever the socialists dumped the nuclear waste from their nuclear submarines, which might have explained why big supremo Anthony Albanese didn't want to go anywhere near the subject when he too was interviewed. Asked whether he was more concerned about the economics of Pete's plan or the safety issues. Like Pete and Angus, Anthony obviously didn't consider there were even the most remote safety issues in thousands of years of nuclear contamination. Well, an expert dredged up by the Lord Rupert at Wapping Sin assured us nuclear is absolutely 100% safe. And let's repeat, he's an expert. Okay. Lord Rupert didn't think it necessary to tell us he's expert. Is a long-term employee and advocate of the nuclear lobby, indeed headed the Troubler Aussie Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, but, well, we don't need to know that. We just need to know he's an expert. There's nothing unsafe in a few thousand years of nuclear contamination and radiation. Wonder if there's any experts who might consider there is the odd safety problem. Can't be, or Lord Rupert would have consulted them. It's as safe as, like, houses, Pete iterated. Right. Thanks, Pete. By the way, that family there on the street, what happened to them? Thanks to, like, the socialists, they couldn't meet their repayments, so they've, you know, like, lost their house. Right, and sorry, what were you saying? It's as safe as houses, like. The Troubler Aussie Capitalist Review, another strong lobbyist for the safer-than-safe nuclear industry, has also been telling us all options must be on the table, and whether or not we go nuclear should be determined by the market, that omniscient god which controls our lives for the better. The market. Absolutely no need for anything as irresponsible and time-consuming as asking the people. And Angus Tailings told us just a week or so ago the market would do its job and not one cent of government money of the public purse would go into our nuclear future. After all, this is the party of handing public assets, the bloated hand of the public sector, to the super-efficient private sector so we can all benefit from that efficiency. And my word, we've certainly enjoyed it when those regular bills land. So, Angus, the market will invest in your nuclear future. No, the nuclear plants will be publicly owned. After all, important public utilities must be in public hands. So what happened about the market deciding? The market has decided. So up will it cost us. Pete will tell us that after the election. Right, another inspired, guaranteed vote winner. And no doubt you'll consult the communities where you plan to build these reactors. There's obviously no need to consult those people. After all, who wouldn't want a nuclear reactor in their neighbourhood? True, probably no more than 22 or 23 million people. Exactly, we're doing them a favour. Pete, we finally asked Pete, what's your view of the socialist energy policy? We must have, like, more detail. I'm demanding they give us, like, more detail. Before their conversion to public ownership on the road to a nuclear future, we awarded the potcoin the kettle award of the week to former State Supremo Jeff Foot-in-Mouth, who handed any public asset that turned over a neat little profit to the efficiency of the private sector. After Jeff attacked an award to immediate former State Supremo the pejorative Dan, whom he said had caused so much damage to the state. Now, be that as it may, no one could have caused more long-lasting damage to the state than Jeff Foot-in-Mouth, who got exactly the same award for the damage he caused. Jeff, your potcoin the kettle award of the week is on its way. Reserve Losses Bank Supremo Michelle Bulldust reported, sadly, the interest rates may have to rise next meeting due to the state of the economy. Oh dear, that the economy not going so well, Michelle. You can say that again. It's far too strong. Too strong, but isn't that a good thing? Certainly not. It has to cool down. But when it did cool down, you said you had to increase interest rates because it was not strong enough. True, but it has overheated. What, due to greed, caring employers inflating prices? No, the real problem is not enough people are unemployed. We must have a huge increase in unemployment, and wage increases are a major concern. Well, what you could call that greed, workers putting their own interests ahead of the good of all of us. But then they starve, their families suffer. And I feel for them, I really do. But the common good must come first. I often say to workers, if you want to be better off, give up your job. Give up your job. But Michelle, higher interest rates also cost workers. Families can't afford the mortgage, the rent, food, for instance. And I feel for them, I really do, but the common good must come first. So no one benefits. No one. Well, other than caring employers, the banks, and if they benefit, we all benefit for the common good. So good to have experts like Michelle who understand the intricacies of the delicate flower that is the economy. A delicate flower that relies heavily on trade with evil China. Diplomatic schizophrenia, torn between making lots of money and making lots of trained killing. As the number two evil China Supremo was fated, agreeing where we agree, making money, disagreeing where we disagree, train killing. No such dichotomy tearing at Constable Duffer, who attacked Anthony Albanese and the government for being weak. They were like, you know, too like weak to, you know, like assassinate him when they had the like chance. But Pete, that would lead to war, train killing, a disaster. As I've, like, you know, said for years, we must have war with, like, evil China if we are to avoid a, you know, like, disaster. Yes, by the way, why didn't they visit when you were the minister for being offensive and train killing? No idea, a mystery. Surveillance did, like, pick up them saying something about a, like, you know, warmongering idiot. No idea what that meant. No idea, Pete, no idea. On which, train killing, the aforementioned pejorative Dan has told his former colleagues they must support liberty, freedom and democracy, love and Zion unequivocally in its bid to eradicate the world of Palestinian non-land, non-people. While a local Zion spokesperson this week was shattered, called for legislative protection, shattered by a protester saying Zionists kill babies and, quote, and other anti-Semitic comments. Now, given that Zion is killing babies, which bit of saying Zion is killing babies is anti-Semitic? Also a bit confused by US of the UN of the US of the World Secretary for World State Anthony Blinken idiot shopping around his peace proposal drawn up by the US of and Zion, telling us Hamas had no option but to agree with the US of and Zion. Then day after day saying responsibility lay with Hamas, which sought some unacceptable conditions like release the hundreds of Palestinian non-land, non-people prisoners, and that Zion had agreed to the proposals. Followed by the next item on the news, Zion telling us it had not agreed to the proposals. Night after night, yet thankfully that doesn't stop Anthony telling us Zion has agreed and it's all down to Hamas. Back here, caring employers were facing disaster as the media bemoaned that lazy, avaricious construction workers had copped a totally uneconomical 20% wage rise. 20%, 20%, 20%. Financial ruin for state projects and caring employers. But hang on, hang on. Oh, it's 20% over 4 years. Unless my maths is worse than I thought, that's 5% a year, barely maybe even not keeping up with cost of living increases. The evil union has also been accused of bullying the poor AFL umpires bigwig. Poor innocent umpires bigwig, but hang on again. The bigwig was head of the Smash the Evil Union's Jackboots Commission, set up by the coalition to bully the union out of existence, making anything they did illegal and fining them trillions. But the media points out he was just doing his job. That was the Nuremberg defence, and they were hung. A charity reported that more and more families with one or more incomes are seeking help to put food on the table and suggests, therefore, we need more philanthropy from the filthy rich to provide the food. Don't suppose the thought that workers should receive a living wage that doesn't need charity ever crossed their mind. At the other end, the tax office released details of the highest earning occupations, separate to the obscene salaries and handouts of corporate CEOs, occupations led by surgeons, anaesthetists, financial dealers. But here's the interesting bit. Tucked away in the report, about 42% of surgeons, anaesthetists, financial dealers have an investment property. About 40% of other medical specialists invest in property, with other highly paid occupations also heavily investing. Then in contrast, fewer than 1% of fast food cooks, who reported an average income of $22,000, had an investment property. But every time there's a suggestion criticising landlords' corporate welfare or that they make properties livable, we hear screams about attacking mums and dads investors, apparently very rich mums and dads investors. Finally, good news for Constable Duffer and our support of his nuclear solution. Britain's Hinkley Point generator under construction is years behind schedule. Its modular technology is still not commercially viable, and here's the exciting bit, it's already 3 times over its original budget. Oh yes, apart from all its other advantages, it's so practical. Good morning.